You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If there can be movies about Sharknadoes, we should not be surprised to see Baconados.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
So, Ann, a listener named Laurel wrote to us about this. And, you know, I have to admit, I have seen the first two Sharknado movies, in which I'm going to point out the main character's name is Finn. Finn later has a son named Gil. You know, I had to stop after the first two, though, because it's starting to seem a little far-fetched by that point.
I like it that it took you two movies for the Sharknado to seem far-fetched.
There are six. I'd like to point that out.
And I appreciate your expertise on Sharknadoes. I have not seen any of the movies, but I have seen the images online of Baconados.
That sounds awesome.
There's a pub in Milwaukee that has Bloody Marys with Baconados in them. It's rolls of bacon on a stick where you put the rolls on top of each other so they sort of look a little bit like the cartoon or image of a tornado. All right, why are we talking about this? We're talking about this to see how productive that NATO ending is. You've got Sharknado, and now we have Baconado. So how many other ex-NATO things can we have? Sharknado came from tornado plus shark. Linguists will call that a blend or sometimes a portmanteau word, but we'll just call it a blend. Where you take two words and you smush them together and you get a Sharknado. The first Sharknado movie, 2013, got some buzz. And the American Dialect Society noticed it for our Word of the Year vote in January. And in fact, the American Dialect Society voted Sharknado most unnecessary word of the year for 2013.
I have to disagree.
Well, and Mark Peters, who's a journalist writing for vocabulary.com, also disagreed and said, it's really a shame that this did not get nominated for most productive because he was out there looking for other NATO creations. And he found things like Boatnado, Poodlenado, Beardnado, Sushinado. And then this is, I think, my favorite. He found a tweet about a Toddlernado. And the tweet is, a Toddlernado hit my parents' living room earlier today. Toys were thrown, fun was had, and no one was injured.
That's really cute.
It is cute. Now, as a linguist, what I'm interested in is, what is that NATO? When the people have written about this, they will talk about blends, and they'll sometimes talk about NATO as a suffix. And I'm a little uncomfortable calling it a suffix. I would tend to call it a combining form, which is a term from linguistics, and let me explain what it is. It's when we've taken a word, it could be a blend, and we've reanalyzed it into different parts. And then we clipped off a part and start attaching it to other things. One of the most common examples is holic. You think about alcoholic, that comes from alcohol plus ick. But then we reinterpreted it and we chopped off the holic part, and then we started attaching that to other things. So you could have a shopaholic and a chocoholic.
Workaholic.
A workaholic. So holic, what is holic? And linguists will say it's a combining form. It's not really a suffix. And there's some chance that NATO, N-A-D-O, is also a combining form. It got kind of weirdly clipped off of tornado and is now attaching to other things. I would note that there are a couple of other weather things that can use this. So you've got a snownado. These are fairly rare from what I understand, but it's a winter water spout. And a gustnado, which you've got citations back to the 1980s, for a storm with winds. It's not strong enough to be a tornado. It's a gustnado.
Well, I'm feeling inspired. I think I might have to pick the Sharknado series back up just so I can, you know, see how it plays out.
I hope that makes for an entertaining rest of the weekend.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.